This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Police are investigating another deadly mass shooting here in the United States. Police in the city of Indianapolis say eight people were shot and killed and several others injured late last night at a FedEx facility near the airport. Police say the suspected shooter took his own life. It is unclear how many people have been shot or all their conditions, but multiple victims were transported to area hospitals. Police also said it's too early to determine if the shooter was an employee at FedEx. We will update this story as more information becomes available. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House later today in his first face-to-face meeting with the foreign leader, a choice that reflects Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global issues. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Biden said that he had told Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the sanctions could have been worse. Biden said he chose to be proportionate. He added that the United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia, and that the United States wants a stable, predictable relationship. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measure appeared tailored to avoid an outright escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. Via remote, this is VOA News.